Parshat Vayechanan, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Am Yisrael that if they're careful to keep the Chukim Mishpatim, they'll be elevated in the eyes of the other nations. The pasuk says, "Mi goy gadol shelo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim kechol haTorah hazot asher nachin notin lefnekem hayom." What are the people going to say of the other nations? Wow, what a great nation who has such great chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, righteous laws, like this whole Torah that I'm putting before you. So, what is it about our laws that are so righteous? So, the Sforno points to Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, "Mishpat lezeh u'tzdaka lezeh." All the inyanim are mishpat v'tzedek. It's mishpat lezeh, tzedakah lezeh. Mishpat lezeh, shechzir lo et shelo, utzedakah lezeh, shotzik zela mitachad yado. Every country has a set of laws. Every society, every civilization has their laws. And yes, in every society, there's going to be two people arguing. Hey, that's my shirt you have. Give it back. So in their set of laws, they're going to figure out, is it his shirt, is it not? And we're working to make sure that whoever's item it is gets their item back. The Torah has that too. But the Torah has a second interest. It's not just the mishpat. It's the tzedek. Mi goy gadol asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim. What's the tzadikim? We're helping out the person who's losing the shirt as well now. As in the person who wrongfully had the item belonging to the plaintiff, the defendant, is benefiting too. The plaintiff is benefiting, he's getting his item back. But how is the defendant benefiting? The defendant is benefiting because he had something that didn't belong to him. Now he's motzi the gzela mitachad yado. He doesn't want to be a person who has something in his possession that he shouldn't have, and therefore the righteous laws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu aren't just concerned about getting the person who's missing his object, returning it to its rightful owner, but it's also about being metakein, the person who has something he shouldn't have. It's also about making sure that now everything he has should be rightfully and justfully his, and therefore he doesn't stand to be punished, and he doesn't want to have things in his possession that aren't his own. And that's only in the Torah set of laws. Mi goy gadol asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim. It's not only about doing right to the person who was wronged, to make sure he gets his items back, to make sure he gets his restitution, his damages, whatever the mishpat is, but it's a tzedakah to the person who loses the court case. In court cases around the world, in whatever civil system, the person who lost is totally upset. The guy said, "I owed him $100, I have to pay him $100. That's terrible, I just lost $100. But in the Torah system of law, it's no. You paid him the $100 that he deserved, and now, Baruch Hashem, you don't have the $100 that you're not supposed to have. And you don't have money that doesn't belong to you. You don't have stolen goods in your possession. Wow, that's wonderful. That's Chukim u'Mishpatim Tzadikim. With that perspective, we can realize how great it is, the wonderful Chukim u'Mishpatim Tzadikim that Hashem gave us.